Well, I am really excited to be telling you about what's happening with this project, which started out as a three-month-long revision of a three-ring binder, and we thought we'd be all done, but it has expanded into a whole lot of really powerful, useful tools, and so I want to share our journey with you and where we're headed. So the first thing was the book. So we took that three-ring binder and converted that into a book. It's 728 pages. I have a copy of it up front if you want to look at it later. It has 21 chapters and 8 appendices. It has specific objectives for each chapter, and that has been such a powerful tool for us as we look at expanding and using it in a variety of ways. We keep coming back to those objectives that we started with. It's got over 1,000 color photographs, and it has hundreds of line drawings in it. It has over 100 tables in the textbook. But most excitingly, the things that we've added included a case study. So each chapter has an IPM case study. So that's based on the content of that chapter that walks people through problem solving. One of the things that we heard back from agents who were using this as a tool to train volunteer master gardeners is they go through the class, they understand the content, but when it comes to answering questions at the help desk, they're overwhelmed. And so we integrated that into every single chapter with the case studies, but also with FAQs. So we pulled from the questions that are coming into the help desk, parsed those out into each chapter, and gave the frequently asked question and the answer to that frequently asked question in each of the chapters. It has a glossary and it has an appendix. So it was published in April of 2018. We have it online for free. So all the content is available online for free, and it's such that you can look at it on your phone or your tablet or the web. It's available as a hard copy for $60. And it's also available as an ebook. And the digital versions are awesome because it's, you know, just-in-time learning. Take it with you to the nursery. Look up what you need to know at that moment. They're also wonderful because they're anchors throughout the entire online book. So all the agent or the volunteer has to do is to right-click on that anchor, and they get the link to that specific place in the book. So somebody calls you and wants to know what are the recommended varieties of strawberries for X, you just go to the table, click the link to the table, and send them that link, which is beautiful because it saves the agent or the volunteer time, right? And they've got an instant answer, and they got the quality of the answer that they're getting. But it also is an introduction into the resource. So everybody who gets that link is now introduced to the handbook and hopefully is using that to find their own answers as they move forward. It's available directly from the University of North Carolina Press. And it took a huge team of people to make this happen. We had 57 Extension Master Gardener volunteers who logged a zillion hours in pulling together all the images and proofing everything and doing the index. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So we had 42 different extension agents, and we had lots of people from the university and staff, all who were a part of making this happen, who have ownership in the success of this, and who have also helped make it a useful tool in a variety of ways that we might not even have thought of without them. So the next phase was to do a teacher's guide to go with this, so to set extension professionals up to be able to use this tool, which we have named the Extension Gardener Handbook, so that it'll be useful not only as a text for the Master Gardener program, but in a variety of ways. So to give them an outline of ideas of how to use it effectively to teach. To do that, we looked at how our agents were using it. We talked with people across the country, and we looked at what other programs are doing in other states. And Mike Maddox was a huge inspiration with the work that he's been doing in Wisconsin. So we agreed with Mike that to work at a flipped classroom. We've moved from having basically a three-hour lecture where you sit and we tell you everything you need to know to a one-hour overview of the key topics. You're assigned the text ahead of time. You read the chapter before you come. You get an overview of the key topics, and the whole rest of the class is spent with hands-on interactive activities to help you own the information from each of the objectives for that chapter. So each one of the stations is tied to an objective. So we have a facilitator's guide that lays out what you need to know to be able to do that, all the supply lists to make that happen, the labs and how to do those. We have homework and the evaluation, field trip suggestions, all the things we could think of that might be useful to people who are going to try and teach this content. I have laid out here up in the front some of the things that we use for our entomology sections. So this is an example of the instructions that would be on the table for the Master Gardener volunteers who rotate into this table. And the first thing on here is the objective. So to identify insect structures, understand how to use those structures in insect identification. So this would be on here, and then you would have these insects that are enclosed in acrylic. So you can pick them up, you can look at the top, you can look at the bottom, you can figure out. And the tasks are to organize them based on different things we want you to pay attention to when you're thinking about insects. So the first task, for example, would be, how many legs does it have? So you're pulling it over, and you've got, you can see that the ones on the right have 8 legs, and the ones on the left have 6 legs. So you're starting to see those patterns. So they're asked to sort them by how many body parts does it have? How many antennae? And those are the things that they're looking at in this anatomy section. And then on the back side there is a key that helps you them know for each one of those, did they get it right? The second section is on life cycles. So this one, the objective is to understand insect life cycles and how that influences timing of insect management, to identify life stages and all their various forms so you know your friends at all their stations of life. So on that table would be a mixed up set of these tools which show various insect life cycles, and the challenge to the students would be organize those by insect from egg to adult. And this would be their task. Another example is this one that's looking at abiotic and biotic symptoms and signs in insect problems. So this one we use cards, and we actually have developed cards for each one of the sections so that if you don't have access to the toys, and we also had some agents who thought the toys were demeaning. These are adults we work with, Lucy. Like, well, I like toys. Anyway, so we have the cards that have actual pictures of the insect problems and damage. So, for example, this one on the right is a sweet potato plant. And then on the back, it'll give you a description of what is the damage that you're seeing there, who's the culprit, and is that a biotic or abiotic problem? Is that a symptom or a sign? And what type of mouth part did the insect have who did that? So that's the setup. Then the task is this map, which they start out and they have their cards, and they're to sort, is it an abiotic problem or is it a biotic problem? So they sort their cards between those two stacks. And once they've done that, then they pick up the cards that are on the biotic stack and they say, is this a symptom or is it a sign? And they sort them between those two. And then they pick up the cards that are on symptom and they say, is this a piercing sucking, damage caused by a piercing sucking insect or chewing or other? And so they're working their whole way through the diagnostic process with this exercise. And again, there's a key for them to know, did they get it in the right place? But also on the back of the card is all the information they need to know whether they got it right or not. So the cards are all color coordinated. We do exercises on sorting into orders. So they're color coordinated by order to help you know which order they fit in. So this teacher's guide is fully customizable and it's adaptable. We're using it for the Extension Master Gardener program in North Carolina. We're also using it in the prison system. It's available for public gardens. We hope that it will be used in that way with colleges, with nurseries. I have the entomology guys at NC State are excited, have been a part of. We have an entomologist at NC State who is an amazing photographer who contributed many of the images that we used in this. And so they're using some of these things in their entomology classes as well. So it started out as a simple revamp of a three-ring binder has turned into an online digital tool, a hard copy tool, the teacher's guide, which has transformed the whole way that we do our program. And it's now being used as a framework for how we move our entire program forward. So when we're looking at our distance education program and expanding classes through that program, we're thinking, okay, we want that to line up with the content that we have in our book that we've already had vetted through our specialist as what's there. So that's awesome. And we're looking at core modules that we're providing and working with agents on developing for specific content areas or topic areas. We're drawing from what's already in the handbook, what's already been managed. So it's been overwhelming at times, but tremendously gratifying and tremendously useful product. And you guys are most welcome to it. Like I said, it's available online for free. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. Helen. No, North Carolina is huge and long, so we have lots of parts of the states that specialists don't typically go out to do teaching for the Extension Master Gardener program or for some of these core content topic areas, and we don't do a digital version, so we don't have Zoom classes from the university for very often for specialists to teach Master Gardener classes or others. So far, there has not been pushback. I have not made a huge push yet to say, hey, specialists, here's all these tools you can take and use and do in your different ways. My hope is that they're going to be thrilled to have those as resources that they can use where appropriate for training programs when they're ready. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you very much.